There are a lot of comments about who's blacker than you are and who's blacker than she is and blacker than thou. In other words, that's a sort of trend. And in looking on various street corners in Harlem, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, standing on a soapbox on the corner is an alleged brother dressed in blue and black dashikis, or green, red, and black dashikis, and spouting the news that the revolution is coming and you better get ready. It's sort of like the end of the world is coming. I saw a recent commercial that said, unfortunately, the world is just going to drag on and on. And we have a poem that we've written particularly for the brothers on the street corners, and it's called just that, Brother. We deal in too many externals, brother. Always afros, handshakes, and dashikis. Never can a man build a working structure for black capitalism. Always does the man read Mao or Fanon. I think I know you would-be black revolutionaries too well. Standing on a box on the corner, talking about blowing the white boy away. That's not where it's at yet, brother. Calling this man an Uncle Tom and telling this woman to get an afro, but you won't speak to her if she looks like hell, now will you, brother? Some of us been checking your act out kinda close, and by now it's looking kinda shaky. The way you've been rushing people with your super black bag, jumping down on some black men with both feet because they're after their BA. But you're never around when your BA is in danger. I mean your black ass. I think it was a little too easy for you to forget that you were a Negro before Malcolm. You drove your white girl through the village every Friday night while the grassroots stared in envy and drank wine. Do you remember? You need to get your memory banks organized, brother. Show that man you call an Uncle Tom just where he's wrong. Show that woman that you're a sincere black man. All we need to do is see you shut up and be black. Help that woman, help that man. That's what brothers are for, brother.